Right, good evening everybody. Today for me is going to be a very interesting day. And yes, this boo is politically orientated, I suppose. We're about to see, if any, what inroads UKIP are about to make as far as the European elections are concerned. And it may also give us an idea as to what is to happen next year for the general election. Now, I think this is the average person in this country starting to hit back. And I know a lot of you don't like UKIP and whatever else. And the first thing I will say is to those of you who continuously go on about how UKIP is racist, that is exactly why they have got black and Asian candidates as well. Never mind white, yeah? So, to me, it just makes people look like idiots when they class UKIP as racist. You're getting UKIP mixed up with some of what the BNP stand for. And I think many of you who are happy enough to brandish the old racist card about haven't actually looked into what UKIP stands for predominantly. But ultimately, I think a big thing on everybody's agenda in this country is immigration. And me personally, I am for immigration to be stopped right now. And I will tell you why. Because this is one of the most densely populated countries in the world. And we have no houses for people who live over here. At this point, there's a shortage of housing. Never mind letting any more people come into this country. What is that about? How is that supposed to work? It doesn't work. It simply won't work. And people are sick of it. People are sick of it. And people are also sick of people being over here, coming into this country, and not even being able to speak the own lingo. What is the sense in that? It is pointless. So people are starting to hit back, I'm afraid. And this is why, like it or like it not, the likes of UKIP are coming to the forefront. Now, I don't ever expect UKIP to get into power. However, they're certainly going to shake things up. And in my opinion, not before time. This should have happened a long time ago. And it isn't, by the way, racist white people who are only voting for UKIP. There are all ethnic minorities, from what I have seen, especially in this area, are going to vote for UKIP. Be them black, be them Muslim, whatever. It doesn't really matter. So if that strikes you as a racist party, when multiple creeds and colours are voting for them, not to mention the colours and religion of their candidates, then I really don't know where you go with that. So this isn't to be politically provocative, but it just interests me that a lot of people, and not necessarily just the indigenous white people of this country, standing up and trying to fight for a little bit of something. So, yeah, that's my thoughts, and we will see come 10 o'clock, I suppose.